Hoffaday, and welcome to today's edition of Hearts of Harvest.
God allows you to go through that because he's building a pure faith in your life. God's people walk by faith and not by sight.
That was Evangelist Steve Pettit, our guest speaker today on Heart of Harvest, a daily program brought to you by Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. Our prayer is that as you listen to these lessons, you will understand the heart of harvest, and that these messages from the Word of God will help you to develop a heart for God. Today, our special guest, Dr. Steve Pettit, takes us to the book of James as we listen to a portion of a message called How to Handle Trials.
Turn to the book of James. James 1, verse 1. How many of you have had a problem in the last month? How many of you have had a problem in the last week? How many of you had some problems today? You know what? It doesn't matter what your language is. It doesn't matter what society you've grown up in. Wherever you've come from, it is a guarantee that if you're a child of God, you're going to have problems and troubles. And so we have to learn how to face our trials God's way. And I want us to see the seven steps in facing trials God's way. Notice, first of all, that we are to face God's trials that come in our life. We're to face these trials expectantly. Look at verse 1. He says, James, a servant of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. The very fact that he is saying scattered abroad meant that they were in the middle of a trial. They had been dispersed. They had been persecuted. They were scattered from their home, and they were living in a problem. And then the Bible says here in verse 1 that he greets them, and he says, brothers, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or various trials. First of all, folks, we should expect the fact that we as the people of God are going to have problems. You know what, folks? You don't have to look for a problem. All you have to do is wake up in the morning. And so, folks, as a child of God, mark it down. You face trials expectantly. And then number 2, how do you face trials? You face trials joyfully. This is where we really prove what kind of faith we have, and that is when we go through a trial, do we face them joyfully, or do we face them with depression or anger or bitterness or confusion? How do you face your trials? I mean, folks, human nature does not rejoice in difficult circumstances. And yet the Bible says that we are to rejoice. Why? Because of what a trial does for you, folks. Because when God uses a trial, he's literally using it to change and make and mold your life like Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that the trying of our faith is more precious than gold. So how do we face our trials? We face them joyfully. And then notice number 3, how do we face our trials? We face them wisely. It says in verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing this. It means that when you go through a trial, there's some things that you need to understand. The first thing that you want to do in the midst of a trial is to let your feelings control you, your emotions. But God never intended his people to be run by their emotions. He intends for his people to be run by their mind through faith in the Word of God. And he says, knowing or understanding this. Now, what is it that we need to know that's going on when we're facing a trial? What is it that we need to have wisdom about? Well, it's really found in verse 2 when he says, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations or diverse temptations. You need to understand what a temptation is. When you think of a temptation, do you think of something good or something evil? What do you think of? The word temptation creates what word in your mind, good or evil? Evil. When you think of the word having to take a test, do you think of something good or do you think of something evil? All students think of something evil. If you take a test, is it good or evil, or is it based on how well you do? It's based on how well you do. Now, when you read the word temptation in the Bible, it primarily means a testing or trial. When you and I are going through a trial in our life, we have to understand that at that moment, there is both good and evil at the same time. On the one side stands God, on the other side stands Satan. When we go through a trial, God is using it to test our faith and really prove our dependence on him. In other words, he has allowed this trial to teach us to trust him. But folks, at the same time, on the other side is the devil, and the devil wants this trial not to prove our character, but to destroy our character, because he wants us to yield into the temptation and give in to sin. And folks, you have to understand this. This is why God's people go through trials, because God is strengthening our faith. Now, everybody knows that strength is developed through some kind of force that you have to push. You don't get muscles, folks, by putting food into your mouth. You get muscles by lifting weights, and there has to be a form of resistance. And when you lift those weights and you push against them, what does it do? It literally builds strength and muscles in your life. How do you get spiritual muscles? How do you get strong faith? You have to go through trials where there is this resistance and this struggle. And yet God uses it to build your faith. Knowing this, that the trying, the testing of your faith. How do you face your trials? You face them wisely. And then notice number four, how do you face your trials? You face them patiently. He says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh, or it develops patience. Is patience a word you enjoy to hear? Oh, I love patience. I love having to sit in the doctor's office and wait. I can't think of anything I enjoy more than sitting in the middle of traffic. There's certain times of the day where your faith is tested because of having to be patient. The Bible says it is the trying of your faith that worketh patience. Now, why do we have to develop patience? Well, the word patience means to endure. And in order to be filled with faith, you have to be faithful. And how do you become faithful? You have to be in a place where your faith is being tested. And God allows you to go through a trial where you have to wait and stick it out. Endurance. Hey, do you know the difference between strength and endurance? Strength is how much you can lift. I like walking into these gyms where these guys, you know, lift weights. Muscle heads, you know. And they go in, some of them, especially the guys that don't do it a lot. The guys that do it a lot, they don't want to show off. But the guys that don't do it much, they're the ones that want to show off. And the one thing they want to do is they want to see how much they can lift. How much can they put up? How much can they brag about? That's called strength. Boom, get it up. But there's a huge difference between strength and endurance. You know what endurance is? It's how long you can lift it. How many of you have ever been through military boot camp? Fun, fun, fun. And you know what? If it was for one day, anybody could take it. But it's for 9 weeks. 9 weeks, you have that same ugly sergeant. Same guy who's got the big mouth, and all he does is he wants to make your life miserable. And you know what the military understands? You don't make a soldier in a week, folks. You have to go through boot camp. You have to go through training, and you have to stick it out, because they want to find out what you're really made out of. It's called endurance. Endurance has to do with time. And the Bible says that God is developing in us endurance and patience. You know why, folks? Because salvation is not just the moment that you get saved, but salvation is a walk of endurance and faithfulness where you are faithful to God all of your life long. There are people who have gotten saved in the past. Where are they today? I'm grateful for everybody who gets saved in a revival meeting. But you know what really moves my meter? It's when I come back to the church 3 years later and the people that got saved in the meeting are still there. And there are some of you who have gone through trials, and instead of being filled with faith, you've gotten away from God because you turned your back on God and you did not persevere and stick it out. So God sends you through trials. You know why? Because God is teaching you to wait on Him. To trust Him. How many of you have ever prayed for something and God answered your prayer, but it was by the not method? You know what the not method means? N-O-T, nick of time. How many of you have ever prayed for something that you had to have it at midnight and you got it at 11:45? Raise your hand. How many of you during that time were sweating it out? Have you ever wondered why God doesn't give it? If we need it at midnight, why does He not give it to us at noon? Why do we have to wait till 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock and
9 o'clock and 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, 11:30, 11:40, 11:45. And all of a sudden, God gives it to you. And you have to pay it at midnight. You know why God does that? Because you do more shouting in the next 15 minutes than you would have done for the last 12 hours. You know what happens? God gets the glory. You know God did it. You walk away with a greater confidence in God. And you know what God did? That whole time you were sweating. You know what you do when you sweat? You get out the toxins and the impurities in your body. You know what God's doing? You smell too. But you know why? You know why you have to go through? You know why you got to get all this stuff out of you? Because you got unbelief. Your heart is so filled with unbelief. You doubt God. You don't trust God. You don't sit there and just believe God's going to work. You sweat it out. And God allows you to go through that because He's building a pure faith in your life. God's people walk by faith and not by sight. Why do we have to go through trials? Because God is teaching us patience, where we have to deny ourselves and depend on God. We come to the place where we believe that God really is at work. How do we face our trials? We face them patiently. And then notice number 5, how do we face our trials? We face them prayerfully. The Bible says in verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. This is the only verse in the Bible that says God is a liberal. And what is God liberal with? God is liberal with giving you wisdom. Now notice in verse 4 he says, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. What that means is allow patience to perfect you. The word perfect in the Bible does not mean perfect in the sense of sinless. It means mature. It's a maturing process. Have you ever wondered why you have to go to 12 years of school before you graduate? Because it's a process of maturing, folks. Could you imagine graduating kids at 13 years old and putting them out in the world? Could you imagine how crazy this world would be if 8th graders were running it? We have to wait till they get old enough and mature. Let patience have its maturing work, that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. But if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. What is he saying here? That when you go through a trial, you face them prayerfully. You see, even though you have to learn to be patient, you don't learn to be passive. Because when you are going through a trial, you are very, very diligent in prayer. And when you pray, there ought to be 2 questions that you are asking God. Question number 1 is, God, what are you doing in me? Question number 2, God, what are you wanting to do through me? You see, folks, God never wastes a trial. Number 1, He uses it to change your life. He's either going to mold things in you or He's going to confront you with things that need to come out of your life. Second thing God is going to do is God is going to do something not only in you, but God is going to do something through you.
Thank you for listening to today's message with our guest speaker, Evangelist Steve Pettit. For more information on Dr. Pettit's ministry, visit spea.org. That's spea.org. Dr. Pettit has been our guest today on Heart of Harvest. This daily program is brought to you by Harvest Ministries, located on the island of Guam. If you'd like more information or a copy of today's message, you can always write to Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. That's Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921, or call area code 671-477-6341. That number once again, 671-477-6341. You can always visit our website at hbcguam.net, where you'll find a podcast of today's program. That's hbcguam.net. Thank you for listening in, and be sure to join us at this same time tomorrow for the next edition of Heart of Harvest.